Blog Talk Radio.
I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father.
From Dallas, Texas. A very, very warm welcome to those of you joining us for the first time, or if you are a regular listener, a warm welcome to you. Hope you are all doing great. We are looking forward to see you all next month here in Dallas during our Fresh Aroma International Conference. It is going to be marvelous, wonderful, glorious. You don't want to miss. People are coming from all over the USA, as far as Kuwait, as far as Zambia, Uganda, Kenya, Rwanda, London. So don't miss out our Fresh Aroma International Conference right here in Dallas, Texas, April the 16th to the 19th. The conference is free, open to all, but also Apostle and I will be celebrating 25 years of ministry in America. So that's why people are coming from everywhere. It is going to be wonderful. And that dinner is $50 per person. Please make sure to buy your tickets in advance. It is going to be a black tie dinner. Very classy, very elegant. Oh, very wonderful. Please, the colors for that night are black, white, or silver. Black, white, or silver. Please, ladies, ball gowns, evening dresses, gentlemen, suits, and tuxedos. That's for the black tie gala during the conference, Saturday, April the 18th. We also have a very professional photographer who will be taking your royal pictures. You don't want to miss. It is going to be wonderful. We have a live gospel band, international fashion show on that night. So it's going to be the red carpet event of the year. Please also, if you are coming, book your hotel in advance. They need to know within the next week. You can call the Sheraton at 972-929-8400. Again, the Sheraton hotel number is 972-929-8400. Please spread the word. The conference is free. The only thing you're paying for is for your wonderful dinner. But we need to know in advance, please. We are not going to be selling dinner tickets during the conference. Everything has to be done in advance because of the number of people coming. Well, this evening we are so blessed and privileged to have a dear couple whom Apostle and I love so very much. They just celebrated 10 years of marriage. And I tell you, you know, we're living in a society where divorce is the order of the day. And so when you see a young couple who love God, who love one another, and have a godly marriage that can be an example to others, this is what Solutions is all about. We like to bring in these couples, these men and women, just to come and encourage you, to let you know that marriage works. So this evening, we are so privileged to have Mrs. Josephine Mujisha. They just celebrated 10 years based in Boston. They had quite an occasion. I said, wow, I wish I was there. It looked so beautiful and so colorful. Mrs. Mujisha, are you on the line this evening?
Yes, we are both on the line, Mama.
Oh, my son Julius is on the line too.
Yes, Mama, I'm right here.
Wow, welcome, welcome, and congratulations.
Thank you, Mama.
Thank you, Mama.
Oh, my goodness. How come we didn't get an invitation to that very colorful, beautiful anniversary party?
How can I invite? I couldn't think you are my mom.
I should have just come, right?
Yes.
Please, Josephine, I need my outfit. You look so beautiful.
The next time you're in Boston, you're going home with one. I promise.
Wow. Well, we just want to say congratulations, and we are so proud of you.
Yes.
And you know, many of our people who come to America, you know, they kind of get caught up in the American system, and, you know, they do what Americans do. Divorce becomes so easy. So when we see a couple like you who have been married for 10 years, it is such a blessing and it is such a testimony to the Lord. Please tell us, tell the listeners how you met, and then we will go from there.
Yes, Mama, I met Julius through a friend in church who introduced me to Julius. Her name is Jessica. She introduced me to Julius. We were in the same church, and we started from there.
Wow. Was it love at first sight when you met?
Not really, but I was really looking for someone, and this friend of mine says, oh, I know somebody. I know a good guy who loves God. Why don't you meet with him? And he's also looking for a wife. So I said, oh, show him to me. And then he said, you know him. He sings in church. I think by that time he was still with, I don't know where he was singing though, but he used to come to our church three times in a month. So I think he was still with you. Maybe. I don't remember very well, but he used to come to our church. And then we met. We went to a Dunkin' Donuts. That's where we had our coffee. And then we talked. I was privileged. Julius told me he wanted to introduce me to his family. So we went to his family, and that's where we started from. And he took me to the pastor. So that was it.
Wow. And my dear son Julius, was it love at first sight when you saw Miss Beautiful Josephine?
Of course, Mama. You know, when you're a single man and time has gone on and you feel it is the right time to get someone in your life. So when they introduced to me, I had to, you just look where they tell you that she's good. And then you, when you look at the person, your heart loves the person. You want to go with them, with her, because when you look at her, they say she serves in church. She's a born again Christian. So I loved her because of what I've heard in the back. They told me she's a Christian. I didn't want to marry someone who wasn't a Christian and was not serious in God. I didn't want that. I wanted a person who was serious with God. That was my resume, to find someone who knows God, who will take our future, our family forward.
Wow, and surely you made the right choice, Julius. At the times I've come to Global, I see Josephine is such a woman of influence, and she's such a blessing to the work of God. So dedicated and, you know, very active. And, you know, it was such a blessing because knowing you, Julius, how also you love God. I remember the time you were with us. All we talked about is the work of God and worship and, you know, keeping ourselves on fire in America. So you are truly a match made in heaven. So how have you made it in America, a young couple, 10 years of marriage? Please help our listeners. Some maybe have only been married 2 years, 3 years, and they're finding it tough already. But you, the two of you, have made it up to 10.
We give God the glory for that. It's not easy, but when you have God, it's easy. We have a lot of challenges, but we pray to God. We learned we need to forgive each other.
Uh-huh.
We don't keep grudges.
Wow.
If there is anything that is not right with me, with Julius, like at this time, right now, it doesn't mean I won't talk to him in an hour. If I need something, I'll ask him to help me with something else. Even if we just made an argument and I need some help in like an hour from now, he'll come and help me.
Wow.
Keep grudges in the house. And we always ask for forgiveness from each other. But I know it's not by our strength. It's by the glory of God. It's God that gives us the grace. We put God first in our family. So it's easier when you put God first in your family.
You know, I really love your honesty, Josephine, because most, you know, there are people who like to pretend because we are Christians automatically.
Yeah.
It's easy. But I really love how you say it's not easy, but, you know, you depend on God. But the key is forgiveness. And so many couples, you know, they hold grudges. So, you know, how you're saying within an hour, if you ask Julius, he will quickly help you. Some will say no, you know, they're still upset and mad. So that speak a bit about forgiveness, because many people find that very difficult, many couples.
Yes, it's very good to have forgiveness in a family. Like if you've decided to get married to somebody, you need to forgive, and that your spouse has to forgive you too. Because there are many things that happen between there, but if you keep grudges, then that's not right. And all I know that even if I have a grudge with my husband, even if I pray, God won't listen to my prayers.
Wow.
And I don't want a stressful life, me on personally. I don't want to be getting worried all the time. Oh, I can't talk to my husband. I really want to talk to him when I really need to talk to him. So what we do here, when we are mad at each other, because there are challenges, really, we always ask for forgiveness. And the good thing, we pray to God to forgive each other, and he gives us the grace. Sometimes it's not easy, but if Julia says to me, I'm sorry, Josephine, of course I'll forgive him. And if I say to him, I'm sorry, Julius, he will say, hey, honey, no worries. So you have to do in marriage, you have to have, I think forgiveness is the key. And even if, sometimes I always say, whatever he will do to me next year, I've already forgiven him. So sometimes there are things that come in when you are not expecting them. But what can I do? I always say, I already said I have to forgive him, whatever he would do to me. So that's what happened.
Wow.
Because that come that you didn't even ever expect that he would ever do it. But then you say that, you know what? I decided to take this man for life. I made a covenant with God. So I need to forgive him.
Wow. Go ahead, my dear.
And in fact, as you know, Mommy, that we came from different families, raised differently. I will give an example. If we bring two glasses, One is water and one is orange juice. Remember, I give her, she's water and I'm orange juice. Remember, each one has come with his own way of raising. But then we've come in the Lord. She doesn't know who I am, and I don't know whom she is. But then when you're in, you're no retreat, no surrender. It does not matter what happens. It does not matter whether it is what, no retreat, no surrender. I've made up my mind to love my wife. It does not matter. It doesn't matter. Doesn't mean that when we love another, we won't quarrel. We won't have an argument. But the only thing that keeps me going is that I love her.
Wow.
I just love my wife, no matter what. If
wow.
I see anything, I remember that she is my friend. There's nothing else. It doesn't mean that when you're friends, you won't have arguments about something. It doesn't mean that when you are lovers, everything is going to be on a plate, a plate. Oh, she's beautiful. She's Mrs. Perfect. No. There's some people who say that they come with their things, like I want my wife to be, she has to be beautiful, she has to be this, she has to be. You shouldn't put those if you're in love. If you go for love, you first love somebody. The Bible says that he who finds a wife obtains favor from God. The first thing is sight. When you look at her and your eyes get attracted to her, the Bible says that there God gives you favor immediately right there because you've seen her. And you cannot tell me that if somebody brings you someone who's different, you won't like, because of course if Jessica brought her to me and I didn't have her, then I've said, I'll move on. I don't love her because I didn't like what I've seen. But when I looked, I liked what I'd seen, and immediately I began to pray about it. The problem is that we don't pray about what we have seen. The Lord is our Father; He is Daddy. He wants to tell. He says, "Show me." He gives you favor, and then He begins working on you too, so that you will go on. Another thing is that I put Philippians chapter 2 and from verse 5. Every man should have this in his heart. You have to be humble as Jesus was humble. I know sometimes our wives will come from work when there are certain things that have confused her. But if you see her coming, just show her love. Just love her for one moment. Just love her whom she is. Forget about whether you have children or not. Remember, the love you had when you're beginning, you should go on. Continue dating as though you've just seen her. Just tell her words, "I love you, baby. Don't feel lonely. I'm here, and I will serve you. You are mine." Some things that keeps the fire burning, continue burning. If you, like, for example, some things normally make the marriage to go on is that when she comes home, you're doing the TV, you're somewhere, she comes in, she's tired, she doesn't see a hug, she doesn't see how soft words to encourage her from the pain she has from outside. But then if you see her, you welcome her home, you love her, she will forget what has gone outside, and she will concentrate, she will calm down, she will have a beautiful day.
One thing, Mama, I forgot, is another thing, we do communicate a lot. Communication is also a basic in love and in marriage. We don't mind
God.
Whether I don't like what Julius is going to do, but he will make sure he communicates to me.
Yes.
And I will always communicate to him that I'm going to do this. Some people don't want to communicate to their spouses, so that's another bad thing. But Julius will call me and say, "Josephine, I'm going here. I may like it or not, but he has to communicate." And I will call him and I'm like, "I'm going out with some girls for this." But he may not, as long as I've made a communication with him. Sometimes
I love that.
You don't
I
have
love
to.
That.
Then I will have to say, "Oh, you people, I have to first go ask for him to let me go." But I think he has never said that to me. But sometimes you may see when he's not really happy. But we have a really good communication.
You know, let me ask a funny question, Joseph, because I noticed that you have a group of friends and you all celebrate your birthdays. And it's so beautiful. But I think like every month, because I see sometimes you're in red and white, depending on whose birthday, yours was black. Just so, Julius, you don't mind her going out, because they do it quite often. And it's beautiful. I love the friendship, the sisterhood. So since you both communicate, you don't mind her having those wonderful sisters where they celebrate all the time?
No, I don't mind. After all, they are married.
And if they were
not? Married. They are married. Because I know these are married women, and they want to enjoy this. First of all, Mami, you must know that we are in a kingdom. We have different way of life in the new kingdom.
Yes.
Now, the other kingdom, they have restrictions. Oh, why are you going with women? Are you going to talk about this? That thing shouldn't be in the marriage. But when you love the person, when she's going out, bless her, let her go enjoy herself. She said to them, I'm going with these people. They're Christians. Let them enjoy themselves. Let them have fun. When she comes home, come home. This is a new family, new life. It's something new. It's a new way of life. And the way we behave, our children are going to do. And everything we do, we have offsprings that are watching.
Yes.
It's very important.
Very important.
Mm-hmm. And they are all saved. They accept Christ.
I missed that, Julia. Say it again.
That they are all born-again Christians, and they have husbands. So, there shouldn't be anything wrong with that.
Oh, you're such a nice guy. I'm glad you haven't changed, my son. God bless you.
In the input you had put in me, remember, Mama, I'll never forget.
Oh, my goodness. Don't remind me of those wonderful times of joy and laughter. We're waiting for you in Dallas. I know Josephine is coming. I hope you are too, Mr. Mujisha.
Next year he's coming, Mama.
So
we are working on it.
Many African guys, they find it very hard to do housework. Even if they're here in America, even if the wife has done doubles, it's hard to help with the children. But I know you love children. I know you love to help your wife. You know how to cook. Can you help the brothers who are listening? How to
do
it?
Oh, yes, Mama. Certainly. When I should take this in the beginning, when God created in Genesis, the Bible says God created man first. And I would like to make my brothers know that, remember, the children are yours. Everything they have to do is you, because she is a helpmate, not a machine, not a cooker in the house, not the ones that you pay money to come and do your work in the house, laundry and do that, or do kids when you're sitting down there. Everything, man, we have to involve ourselves, because when you really love the person, you don't want that person to do or to have to be worried, because if she gets into a problem, you're in a problem. And she's your best friend. How can you let your best friend be in trouble when they're doing everything and you're sitting down there? When he comes back, tell her, honey, you sit down. I do the kids. I'll be with my children because I love my children and I love my wife. But I don't put them above her. No.
Wow.
I love them. But they're not more than my wife. But I take care of both of them because I am the head. The Bible calls men the head. The Bible calls men. The Bible calls men the head of the house, and the head of the house should know how to control the house, because God looks to me; He doesn't look to her. Remember in the Garden of Eden. God said, Adam, what did you do? He didn't say, Eve, what did you do? He says, Adam, what did you do? Because man is responsible for the house, for the children. My wife comes in to help me, and we work together. We work together.
Wow. Oh, that is so beautiful. What a testimony. So for the 10-year celebration, it was so glamorous. And just, even your faces were so radiant. Did you work together? Did you both want, like, you know, to have it like that, a big thing? Or whose idea was it?
It was my idea.
Of course.
But I came and introduced it to him, since he's the best man I've known on earth. He said, honey, you do what you want. He's a good guy, Mama. That was a good thing you brought him up.
Oh.
And I thank God for you and Pastor Mwaka. Fadila, yes, I thank you so much because Julius is a very good man.
Really? Let me tell you, Josephine. We've kept many, many people in our home. I mean, many, because you can imagine we've been serving God now 25 years. But really, when we think of Julius, we just smile, we laugh. I mean, because, you know, he's clean. So he loved cleaning. He loved cooking. He loved our boys. He loved us, you know, really stood with us. So what a testimony. And we're just so happy that he found somebody who equally loves God, loves people. You're such a beautiful couple to the glory of God.
And she's a hardworking wife. The Lord gave me the whole package. I love the package. I'm so grateful, Mama. The Lord has been there with me. He gave me. She's a hardworking lady. She cares. She says, honey, you're not going to do this. Look the way. She cares about me. So that when you go to the church, you're going to minister. You know when you're going to sing in the church. She has to make sure you're fed, you're okay. She, there's an instance that came in our house sometime that when I got sick and I was with a heart failure. And then she was there all the way, and she stood with me, and I was really sick. I was not healthy. She buys the clothes, remember? Sometimes I don't know why these things are being bought. But then, I told you I would talk to facts to you, mommy, because you were there.
Literally,
I look good. And I look presentable in church. When you stand before the men and women of God, you have to look presentable because you're bringing someone who is holy in you.
Wow.
Something.
And I tell you, your worship, Julius, has gone to another level. And I know, you know, when you are happy and you are well taken care of, it really, you know, it makes you a better minister. So I know Muchara has been doing a great, great job.
Yes,
Mama, one more thing I should tell all the women. Most places here in America, women, I think we make more money than men. But it's not my money, it's our money.
Wow.
So
wow.
If he just makes a little bit and I make more than him, it may be more like a little bit more. So we just have to put it together and it's all ours. And I don't discriminate him or not respect him because I make little money. And I don't keep that money aside that, no, I won't show him my money. The money is both ours to take care of both of us and our children. And we have to do God's work with our money. First, our money, we trust with God. God, our money goes, we have to give our money, to put our money in God's work. I've seen God working. I've seen God taking good care of us. We've never lacked anything. Whenever we need something, God is always there for us. Because the first thing we do, we put our money in God's work. And women out there, I also advise you, when you have money, you need to take good care of your husband. No one will ever take care of your husband.
No.
If you go around, you find a shirt, buy it for your husband.
Yes.
Buy a shoe for your husband. Because when your husband looks good, you glorify God. Everybody will glorify God for you if your husband looks good. But if I see my husband putting on one shirt for 4 months when I'm in America, then there's no
love there.
I just look good. The little we have, we share it together. It's all our. It's both. It's not my money. It's our money.
Wow.
Let me add this, Mama, to all the guys out there. Remember, money wraps up love.
Uh-huh.
Money is brought to encourage the love between you two. Children come, God adds this to you so that encourages to move the love forward in you two. These things are not going to dominate your love. No. Money is not love. Children are not love. Cars are not love. But they are there to help you move forward. Some people take money, when they get money, they take to step on a husband, take to see other. When he sees, when he sees other people, then he focuses on things, not the wife he got. Remember, you came without nothing together. So now this God has added it to you so that you encourage the kingdom and those who are in the kingdom to show them that this one the Lord has added. If you do what is the right righteousness of God, the rest he will add them unto you. And don't forget, the Bible says that God is in all. He's the one who started it and he will accomplish it.
Wow, oh my goodness, you people, I cannot just describe how you have blessed us. What,
Mama, one more thing there. There is no Mr. Right or Mrs. Right.
Uh-huh.
Single women there, single men there. There is nobody that is right there. There is no perfect man out there. There is no perfect woman there. But when you come together and put God first in your marriage, God will do everything for you.
Everything
God does, he gives you Mr. Right when you are together. He makes Mr. Right when you are together. There are a lot of challenges. There's nobody that is perfect. But when you come together and you put God first, you pray to God, whatever you do, you put your money in God's work, you trust God, you tithe, everything will just follow you. And whoever was not right, I'm telling you, I have Mr. Right.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. We are so proud of you. We feel the joy, the love, the unity. I'm telling you, you've brought hope to many because people think marriage cannot survive in America, but you are an example. You are a testimony, or we're so proud of you for loving God, putting God first, and loving one another. Our 30 minutes is up. We would love to do part two next Tuesday because I'm already getting texts. People are saying, wow, we want to hear more. But it is just a half-hour program. And congratulations again, Mr. and Mrs. Mujisha, for 10 years of godly marriage. For being so real, because we really want to be real on this show to help people, and you've helped so many. By the way, this show, people listen to it from all over. When we were in Uganda last year, there were some young people saying, oh, you know, we listen to the program online. So know that there are nations, people from all over, different nations, whom you have helped tonight, you've ministered to tonight, and they are so blessed by your testimony.
Thank you, Mama, for the opportunity. And
we love you, proud of
Mama,
you.
Mama, make a promise. Next time when we come, I don't mind standing before our church there, and we talk to them too. We just wait for the Lord when I come. I'm coming with my family.
Django, you're very welcome.
Amen, Mama. Thank you.
We appreciate you so much. God bless you. If you can do next Tuesday another half 30 minutes, please let me know. I know the listeners will be so blessed.
Thank you, Mama. We will.
Congratulations again. Proud of you. We love you. God bless you.
God bless you, Mama.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
We should thank you, Baba.